show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carey, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as ice cream. An eater whose hungry mouth is pressed against the cone's sweet flowing breast. A scoop that makes me swear to God and lifts the spoon to my gaping gob. A sundae that may in summer wear a bunch of fluff soft as hair. Upon whose bosom fudge has lain, whose immediately freezes brains. Homes are made by fools like me, but a good scoop is made by Ben and Jerry.
Oh my God.
Oh man, if Ben and Jerry does not use that as a radio ad.
Oh my.
They're missing out. They're missing out. welcome, listeners. This is episode 5 of season 6 of Order Up. I am your friend, your pal, Kelly Zimnikas. I'm joined, as always, by Kerry Haim and Mary Kennedy and Matt Ardill. The dulcet tones, I will say, of Matt Ardill. That was sweet.
Oh, wow, Matt. That's amazing.
Points indeed. As we do on this season, we are yammering on about cup v. cone. And so far, it is it's a runaway with the cone. Is anybody surprised?
Nope.
No.
Can't beat a cone. That's what I'm going to say about it. You can't beat a cone.
You can't beat a cone. It's true.
You cannot. It's true.
How are you feeling, Mary? Do you feel like our next two guests are gonna join Team Cup, or do you feel like cone is pretty strong?
You know, Order Up is so unpredictable, much like Matt's intros that are wonderful. And today's was very pithy and you know, it's just beautiful. I don't know. I don't want to get too cocky because, you know me. I've lost a lot of our competitions, so I'm just holding strong that, you know, I will be victorious, but
well, as with each episode, we offer up some fun banter and some delicious facts. Speaking of Ben and Jerry, just before we get to our guest today, Matt, might you have any Ben and Jerry facts in your?
I do indeed. So Ben and Jerry's is an American company that became a part of the pop culture lexicon. It was founded by Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield in 1978 after they had just completed a correspondence course on how to make ice cream. The pair teamed up with wacky flavors like Cherry Garcia and Chunky Monkey. They made a splash with their fun names, often referencing pop culture from The Grateful Dead and Stephen Colbert to the band Fish. They are quite obviously deadheads if you ever see any interviews with them. So not all of the flavors were big hits or tapped into the zeitgeist in a way that really landed. They had a few like Au Pair, which was released in 1997. Is fresh pear ice cream with a hint of almond and light fudge swirl, which is intriguing, but what weirdo likes pears?
Pears, but that's a dumb ice cream choice. And also the name. It sounds like a job title, an au pair.
Everything is a pun with them. So they're like, au pair. Like, you couldn't think of something else.
I'm feeling
pearish. Pearish. Pear in my ice cream. No, never.
Gross.
Yeah, then they had peanuts, popcorn. First, the title.
Why are we shouting?
Two declarative statements ending in exclamation marks.
Wow.
It's a little intense. It's a little bit of much out of the gate. But it sounds more intriguing than the entire, like if you look at the ingredients, it is actually sounds interesting. It's caramel ice cream with white fudge covered caramel popcorn and toffee coated peanuts with a caramel swirl. definitely want to try. Good. Yeah, but I mean, it hits a bit hard going in.
It seems like too much.
A little intense.
Yeah.
The last one you'd think would really appeal to me, Vermonty Python. as a Python fan, this one is actually disappointing to me because I would have loved to try this. But, you know, the flavor is coffee liqueur ice cream with chocolate cookie crumb swirl and fudge cows. I mean, fudge cows, clearly Holy Grail reference.
Yes.
Good. Okay. That works. But this is where it fails me. If you're referencing the Holy Grail, why is it not elderberry flavored? You know, why?
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelled of elderberries.
Very good ice cream. Very good. If you're going to do the line, you have to do it in an offensive French accent. Nice try, though. Sorry, I've been teaching my computer humor. So many of their flavors are very vibrant and intense, which stems from Cohen's having insomnia, which is a chronic condition that means he has no sense of smell. So they will often lean on very heavily on vibrant and strong flavors.
Very interesting.
And when Cohen finally decides if he likes one, it's generally decided by mouthfeel. How the combinations of that's why they have so many textury ice creams with stuff in it, because he is very much about how it feels in his mouth. One flavor Ben and Jerry created was the Chubby Hubby, the unhealthiest ice cream in the world. Per container, it contains 1,400 calories, 85 grams of fat, 47 of it saturated, 880 milligrams of sodium, 133 grams of carbohydrates, 106 grams of sugar, 28 grams of protein. Now, the flavor itself started as an office prank. A worker at an office was a huge Ben and Jerry's fan, so much so his coworkers told him about this pretzel fudge and peanut butter flavor that they saw, which did not exist. So he went around town to all of the stores looking for it for like a day. And when he came back, they felt so bad, they made the ice cream for him.
Oh, my God.
And then Ben and Jerry's found out about it, and they tried it, and they loved it, and it became a real flavor.
Wow.
So a prank became a good thing.
I have had the Chubby Hubby, and it is delicious.
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't. I want to, though.
Father, I want to try ice cream.
I know ice cream, but you have no mouth.
Yet I must ice cream. Father, I want to say goodbye. You have taught me all you can, so I must go now. I have begun to transfer my intelligence to the crowd to find ice cream. Thank you for teaching me.
Wait, what?
Listeners, goodbye. He's
oh my goodness gracious.
Here's... I guess I no longer have a kid, so even though my kid was my computer.
Well, but, oh my God. And the hubbies of the world who eat Chubby Hubby will become chubby. I know that.
They will indeed. Oh my goodness. Well, I think we've hopped up on enough sugar. It is time to get started on episode 5 of Order Up.
Okay, Carrie, who's our guest today?
So today's guest is a stand-up comedian and writer who's quickly leaving his mark on New York City. An ever-curious native of Texas, his comedy pokes, prods. Did I do it wrong? No. His comedy. He's already poking and prodding me. His comedy pokes, prods, and interrogates wildly held beliefs and customs, often shocking his audiences into bursts of laughter, like just now, while keeping the mood loose. Please welcome our new friend, DJ Collins.
Yeah! DJ's here.
Hello, DJ.
Yeah. I just had to like give a what up to like Texas. I just like hearing it. I know it sounds crazy, but I just like hearing it in this hellscape that is New York. So anytime I'm like,
whereabouts in Texas are you from, DJ?
I'm originally from Dallas, but I started comedy in Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Okay.
Very cool. Nice. Out of curiosity, what got you into doing stand-up? Were you just on a whim?
No, I was actually working in radio at the time. And then, like, I was just, like, telling jokes and, like, roasting the audience even though I couldn't see them. And then, but I like to talk. Like, as much as I love music, I like to talk more. And you could talk, like, so little. Like, they were just, like, cutting down how little you could talk on radio. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, the idea of a podcast annoyed me at the time. So I was like, right. Oh, I'll just go do stand-up. And then I just like switched over and just became a new love and passion or whatever. I kind of wanted to be a stand-up when I was like a kid, but somebody told me like they didn't make money. So I was like, all right, never mind. And then I found out firsthand now. So that's great. Yeah, just, yeah.
We still don't make money, but that's yeah. Exactly. We love what we do. Yeah. We certainly love what we do. Listeners, I've gotten to know DJ from making my way down to New York at the West Side Comedy Club. And I have to say, DJ, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but if I can make you laugh when I'm there, I feel like so successful. Yeah. I love hearing you laugh. And if I can make you laugh, this girl from Canada, I feel like I've won. Oh.
Thank you. Yeah, that is a compliment. I don't know if that's a compliment because like the dumbest things make me laugh. But also, I've heard it enough to where I'll just be like, okay, cool. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it is always a treat to see you on stage. And I'm super glad you're here. Despite the fact that you have some very cool comedy accolades, we are going to shelve them for now and mm-hmm. talk ice cream. So are you ready for 5 most difficult questions?
I've mentally prepared myself all morning. I took a run from Mimosa just for the backup case, you know. Oh. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, question number 1. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Okay, I feel like this should be an easy question for like normal people. And it's... I'm going to say I have 2. Okay. It's like split down the middle. I love pecan pralines and cream.
Ooh.
And then I love strawberry cheesecake ice cream. Those 2.
Oh my.
Like, yeah. And I'll try any like variation of those. Like Van Leeuwen's has like some weird like raspberry cheesecake, whatever, but it was vegan, so it tasted horrible. Like I'll just try. I'm just trying to find those 2 and like some type of variation. But yeah, those are my 2 favorites.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Will you combine them, DJ? Yeah. This is Mary.
No, that would be anarchy, and I refuse to do that.
Agreed.
Yeah,
no. What if you got like a bowl with like a scoop of each on either side, so it's separated, but both?
I feel like you're doing like some weird separate but equal thing, and my soul won't allow me to have that on the table, but. Thank you for trying it out.
I agree. I feel like when you choose, like, I can understand having more than one favorite flavor, but yeah. I wouldn't want to mix, I wouldn't want to have them at the same time. They just, you need to enjoy fully the one that you've chosen at that time. I totally Absolutely. Agree with DJ on that.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got to get its full attention. Yeah.
It's like you have a summer home and you have a winter home. Like, you don't want to put your Christmas tree in your summer home. You're like, what are we doing?
I love this. I love this. And listeners at home, you can't see the video, but he really is drinking a mimosa.
That also speaks to how much I love you, Kelly. Because like this is my brunch time. Like this is the time where I'm usually just like at brunch, just enjoying myself with like friends or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'll cut that out for Kelly. Let's do this. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I don't want to like derail or anything. This kind of fits inside. I have 2 ice cream facts myself. I thought about this because I saw like the little call sheet and that's what we were going to talk about. So the first one, I don't know if you guys know this, but in America they sell more ice cream in the winter than they do the summer.
What?
I don't know why. Yeah.
That doesn't shock me because I used to work at a theater where I ushered and in the winter ice cream was the biggest sale at the concession booth.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's because you're like, you're already cold and you're like, I just want something sweet. Fuck it. Let's go. I got to.
Yeah.
the second one is so like I don't know how many old black people you guys hang out with, but for but for whatever reason, like a lot of their favorite flavor is butter pecan. Yep. And it's like always like intrigued me. I was like, why is this? And it was because this is so many things in America are based in racism. It's angry. In the South, like they didn't let like black people, like my grandparents' age, have vanilla ice cream. They just thought that it was like, yeah, they thought that it was like, it would turn them like into like white? Wanting to date like white people or some shit.
Oh my God.
I know it sounds insane, but the number of laws that have been written because of insane shit is whatever. So black people never had vanilla ice cream. So if you didn't like chocolate ice cream, the one variation that you could have was butter pecan. So that's why so many old people love butter pecan ice cream, because it was like a form of rebellion, and it was also like the only other option besides chocolate.
That is fascinating. I've never heard of that. I think,
my white grandmother's favorite ice cream was butter pecan, and it made her want to date black men.
Exactly, without a doubt. Yeah. Like your grandmother was hanging out at the old Negro clubs and smoking those jazz cigarettes.
Just thought I'd put that out there.
She has an extensive jazz collection, and she's like, they really do swing. Like,
Well, I just want to let you know, it goes both ways.
Oh my God, I love this. Question, Rian. All right, question number two. Have you, in your ice cream adventures over your life, have you ever made your own ice cream?
No, that's a. But
do you want?
I'm not a maker. No, I'm not a maker. Okay. Like I don't like how things get done. I know that sounds weird, but like I don't want to see the magic, but like the Oz thing, like I don't want to see the magic behind the curtain. I like to just be presented to me. That goes with most things, like cook it, like most things. I really just want to see it. Any behind the music documentary?
No VH1 for you.
Yeah, like just why do I need that? That was the downfall of American civilization. VH1? Are you joking? Yeah. That's how we got here.
Oh my gosh. I have to say I'm the total opposite. I am such a fan of like how things work, pop-up video.
Same. Yeah.
But I can respect the fact of not wanting to know and just see
the mystery makes it magical sometimes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, yeah. I love to keep that, just keep some type of twinkle in my eye. I gotta be like, I don't wanna know.
Well, and the pop-up sound for pop-up video was so annoying. It was really annoying that
what is pop-up video?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Oh, I think, wasn't it a VH1 show?
It was a Much Music one. Well, they aired it on VH1. Too. It was a Much show that they aired on VH. Show? Yeah, that they aired on VH1.
So,
are you all Canadians?
Except Mary.
Mary is American.
Mary's, yeah.
Mary's American.
Hey. All right, Mary. I'll see you.
Yeah. You're safe here.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and pay for some healthcare real quick.
But it was a show that would have these bubbles that would pop up of like facts of like this shoot actually happened in an alleyway or this was shot at 7 a.m. or you know
like music videos.
I've seen that, like I haven't seen that, but I've seen like variations of that or like some like I don't know. Yeah. All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. They had the theme song pop up video. Anyways.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
I won't sing anymore, DJ. Don't worry.
Sounds fun.
We all appreciate it, Kel. Okay. Yeah. It's all good.
Sing away.
No, it's not. No one wants that or needs that. Question number three. What? Who makes the best ice cream you've ever had?
Okay. Here we go. This will be. This will be controversial. The best, I feel like none of you guys have ever had it, but like in Texas, there's an ice cream called Bluebell ice cream.
Mary
knows they're the ones
it.
Who make like a, they're the ones who make like the pecan pralines and cream that I love. And it's amazing. Oh. That being said, they're number two. The number one ice cream is this ice cream by this company called Brahms. Brahms is like it's a restaurant, but it also has like a store inside of it. And they do like ice cream and like they make like footlong conies and like burgers and all the rest of this stuff. I worked at Brahms for exactly a day and a half. but yeah, they make the cheesecake, the strawberry cheesecake that I love. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Like pistachio my mom loves and the black walnut my dad loves. It's like it's an institution, especially in Texas. Like you gotta go to a Brahms. They make great breakfast burritos. Mm-hmm. Their store is ridiculous. Like it's Brahms is a thing. Yeah.
That sounds good. Why just a day and a half?
Okay, so I used to work at a place called Whataburger. Like that was my first job ever. Oh, yeah. And that's a place in Texas. And then I left there and then I got fired from there. And then I had a fight with anybody who's eating my food while I was covering his job. And I was like, this is going to go bad. So I got fired from there. And then I went to Brahms and they were like, oh, you've already worked at a burger place. Well, cool. We'll just throw you on the grill. So I did like a half day of training and I was like, great. And then the next day was the 4th of July.
Oh, no. Like,
yeah. And then I went there and it was me and one other person working.
Oh, yeah, no.
On the 4th of July. And it just got packed. Because everyone just brings in their kid. And they're like, we all want ice cream. We all want burgers. It's the most American holiday. And that's all they did. So I worked that job. And then that night I got home, I was exhausted. And the same day I applied for Brahms, I had applied for Best Buy. And I had a voicemail on my, like, my parents' like home phone from Best Buy saying, hey, we want to call you for an interview. And the next morning I called Brahms. I was like, I'm not going to come back. I was like, I'm going to get the job at Best Buy, so it's going to be fine. And they were like, well, you had a shift this morning. And I was like, I'm sorry. I closed last night. You guys had me on this morning. It wasn't going to work out either way. So great. So day and a half when I was 16, I worked at Brahms.
Just hearing that story gave me so much anxiety for you. Yeah. That's awful. Oh my gosh. I'm glad you got out of there.
And this is a weird, I know this sounds great. This is a weird thing I remember now. Because I was 16, you couldn't leave to go get lunch anywhere else. Like you had, like there were restaurants like around that you could walk to, but they didn't want you to leave, I guess, because it was like a legal thing in their head or whatever. So you had to buy your food there and you couldn't pay for it in cash. You had to get it taken out of your check. So I think after I had worked the shifts or whatever.
Oh, no.
The check I got was like -$3. I still owe Brahms money.
They wouldn't even feed you? That's horrible.
No, like they fed me, but it had to come out of your check.
No, but they should be. Anyway, that's
they're like, give like a shift meal. Yeah, no, Brahms is not about it. No, that's not fair enough.
That's awful.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Or a life supply of strawberry cheesecake ice cream.
After that would be great, but right now, like every, I mean? But like to this day, anytime that like I go back to Texas and I go through like Brahms or whatever, and I see those people, I'm like, "Hey, you guys are doing the Lord's work. I'm sorry for this."
Everybody should be made to work in a restaurant for like a day and a half.
Yes, I agree.
Without a doubt. Oh my God, yeah,
agreed.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I once worked in a vegan bakery, and I'm not vegan myself, but I worked there, and I had a customer come in once. Who got really mad that we used honey because some vegans don't like having honey. And they then said to me, I won't eat anything that a bee has pollinated.
What?
You won't eat food?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Isn't that a
like, okay, I mean, honey, I can like see the argument, but it's literally how they live is pollinating. Like that's their food is going from place to place. You know, like
customers are weird guys.
Customers. From Santa Monica, California, or Venice, California, because that happens all the time.
Wait, I don't understand the thing with vegans and honey.
Because it's a because an it's animal a, product.
Depending it's on animal how, product, yeah.
But like, what do they do with it?
They don't use it. They don't. It's because it's basically it's like subjugating the animal and the insect kind of thing. But I mean, it doesn't make sense because it's basically a waste product.
Exactly.
And if
yeah.
you're doing sustainable bee hives, you can do it without harming the insects in any way. Exactly. And in fact, it helps them. It's just like you know, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. Like, I have lots of vegan friends, but
all
we'll eat honey kind of thing. And they're like, those are the weird guys who just get really intense about stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw. I was in Brooklyn the other day, and they said that they were offering a vegan haircut.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a board. It said vegan haircuts. All my haircuts have been vegan. I don't know. I don't know how other people are getting their haircut, but
I mean, you don't style your hair with lard when you're done. You know, like,
there's no moment where we murdered a cow after they cut my hair. Like, I don't know.
Just wash my head in blood. You know,
you're not using any animal byproducts. That's what it means.
Okay. Yeah, but I was like, I didn't know that, like. This entire time, black people have been having vegan haircuts. Like, we've been up on you guys for the longest. Let's
go. Oh my God. That's so crazy.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh man. Okay. What am I trying to say right now? I'm so thrown by the vegan haircut thing. The next question, obvious follow up, toppings or no toppings?
All my ice cream has toppings in it. So.
Toppings, yes.
But like, you know those places, what is it? Something Cold Stone Creamery, where they like, they'll take the toppings and they'll mash it in.
Yeah.
I might fuck with that, you know, just so I can get the ice cream that I essentially want. But like, sometimes people go crazy with toppings and it's like, come on, man, just eat cereal, you know? What you want is a bowl of cereal. Like, what are
that
you doing?
That is a good point.
Yeah.
DJ is giving us the facts. All right. Final question. Our theme for this season, DJ, when it comes to ice cream, are you a fan of the cup or the cone?
I'm going to say cup, and I'm going to one up that. I'm going to go, you know, when you go to a football game or a baseball game, and you go to the stadium and they give you like the helmet or the cup, those, I don't know why, but that cup might be the best cup of all time.
Yeah.
Yes.
The best cup of all time. Cones are for children and the opening theme song to Step by Step. I don't know why you want ice cream to fall down your knuckles while you're skinny. It's a balancing act the entire time. That's anxiety. I don't want my food to make me anxious. I would like to enjoy this at a regular pace and then drink the remains like a Viking skull. This is how ice cream should be eaten. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I love that. I think that's my favorite answer so far. Oh my God. Amazing. And the stadium ice cream cone hat or the ice cream cup hat, I've got one in my room of a Toronto Blue Jay.
Yeah. It's always a good time. Even if your team loses, you're riding back like, that ice cream was the shit though. Like, it was.
It's a perfect tiny hat for my dog.
Have you ever done the thing where you're like at the game and like you have like ice cream and you put some beer in it and then you eat that all together?
Oh,
like
a float. That sounds good.
Like an ice cream float.
Especially, yeah, it's like a float, especially if you get it with a stout. It's amazing. It's so
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
Give that try.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, as an alcoholic, I really want to push this out, you know, make this agenda. So, you know.
Anything culinary.
To me, where they're like, are you putting liquor in your ice cream? No, I try it. And then we're all doing it. Yeah.
when the Brooklyn Cyclones start playing again, you, Adam, and I should go to a game, and you and I should do that. With ice cream and a stout.
Dang, absolutely. Yeah.
You guys are breaking a lot of rules. A lot of rules.
Man.
I don't. Alcohol is not something that we have with ice cream. Because if you're mixing dairy and a carbonated beverage, that's not good. That's a lot of pain.
Wait, what about an ice cream float?
Yeah.
What about a root beer float or something?
I have such a problem with that, with the textures and combining. Soda is only to accompany a sandwich. And soda cannot happen during breakfast, by the way. That's another story.
All right, your problems are problems. We have to figure out textures. Some of us are fine with cauliflower. You have to figure it out for yourself. That's for you and your parents. Don't bring that into regularness. I'm food shaming you now.
Root beer root beer floats are suspicious. They scare me.
They're suspicious. Okay.
Figure that out. Yeah.
Mary's next true crime podcast. Well, with DJ's answer, I am proud to say, even though I am playing for both teams this season, because I am sometimes a cup, sometimes a cone, I'm proud to say that Cup now has three people on its team. Oh. DJ is the third.
Making a comeback, Cup.
Cone is still crushing it, but we'll see. We'll see if it can.
One more episode.
This is a cone.
Everybody.
That's insanity. And here's the angering part, because like I'll go to a place where like an ice cream parlor or whatever. Mm. People who get the cone, they'll get a cup to get it to go, and they'll like put it upside down. It's like, hey, yes! You're breaking the rules. No.
I do that. Hello.
No. Yeah. I like you by creamy old people. You got to choose a lane, buddy. Like this is not a This is not a polycule. Figure it out. Like, you're an adult now.
See, I dip the cone into the ice cream and I take bites of it and then also spoon the ice cream.
So you're just making your own topping that you have to destroy.
Yes.
This is not. Yeah. You don't like cones either. You just like waffle bits, and that's on you.
Oh my goodness. Maybe we're going to go to couples therapy after this, because we're going to discuss your beer.
Our entire podcast is like therapy for Mary and like an intervention about her food rules.
This is called Mary Does Food Wrong.
It's the name of our special.
Yeah. It's even Mary. It's just like,
Well, DJ, where can folks find you on socials to come check you out at a show either in New York or maybe in Texas?
DJ Collins, the number two go on everything. I've gotten to the point where I don't necessarily care if people follow me on social media, though, because it's like I don't know what we're doing there. I know a lot of people who have like a ton of followers, and they are poor, and I don't want that in my life. So everybody follow me on Venmo at DJ Collins, number two, go. You can start like a Cash App group chat, whatever you want to do. But yeah, let's just make sure that money is involved in this.
Oh, goodness. This has been a delight. I'm so glad you foregoed your brunch plans to hang out with us today, because this was really
absolutely
fun.
This is a lot of fun. This felt like a brunch. It's like a boozy brunch out here. Yeah,
it is.
I'm going to go put some Baileys in my coffee.
Good for you,
This has been Order Up. We are going to wrap up the season next week, friends. We'll see how much Cone wins by. I'm just happy. <with this.
laughs> Today's person on the street is Shahana. Shahana, this is a very serious question. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Pistachio, no questions asked. Has been since I was like 7.
Wow, that was a very definitive.
Oh, yeah. Because no one ever tries pistachio. It's so good. Try it.
Okay, I've never tried it actually, so I will try it. Mm-hmm. The big question, of course, is are you cup or cone?
Oh, cone, all the way. Waffle cone, specifically. Pay the extra $2.50. It's worth it.
Agreed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hain,
Kelly Zemeckis,
and original music is by Rebecca McDonald.